Zohar Chuk Yisrael, Parshas Hazinu, Day 2. Next up from Zohar 3, 285a. Amar Behuda, Seder Behuda. Obozai Yekalu, and those who insult me shall be made light of them. Hashem is speaking about those that dishonor him, Chasu Shalom. So what is he referring to? Mandalo Yoda Lo Kelimore, one who doesn't know to honor his master. And this is not a good thing. It's not even to say, well, I don't know. He's supposed to try and know how to serve Hashem. And we'll see specifically what this means over here. So, Vlo is kavan ba'omein, and he doesn't have intention when he says the word omein, which is like a seal, like a type of asher, certification of the blessing. Because we learn, God alone, omein, greater is the one who answers omein, yosef ben avorach, more than one who says the blessing itself. What Kimni holds explained, kamen v'shimen for v'shimen, the omein, what does it do? When you say omein, moshich b'chon mimabua, the malka, it draws blessings from the spring to the king, means like from Bina down to Zeranpin, Malka the Matronisa, from the king from Zeranpin the Matronisa to the queen to Malchus, Uba'as and Glyph in the Belezer, and in the engraved letters of Belezer, type of a compilation, it's brought Me'alef Lamed Umimem Lunun. So, Omein is letters Aleph Mem Nun. So the Aleph draws to the Mem, the Mem draws to Nun. The Aleph is like Ein Sof expressing to Bina, then to the Mem is like Zeranpin, down to Nun, to Malchus. Kivin the Moti Berchon, the Nun, once the blessings reach to the Nun, to Malchus, Mitaman, Nogdin, Venafkin, Berchon, Loi, Vitasoi, from there, come out and flow and come out blessings to those above and below. From Malchus Arsilas down to the world's world, Spashti Bekula spreads out in the whole Seder Vishalshalas. The Kolon Ofik, and a proclamation goes out. Ishakyu, Mishakyusa, de Berchon, be watered from the watering of blessings. Da'apik planya, avda de malka kadisha. That this person, John Doe, brought out, servant of the Holy King, Kad Yisrael l'sata mishamin l'sava omein, and when Israel below, guard, to answer omein l'kavna l'ibayhu, to intend their hearts, k'mod esvichah, as is necessary, kama piskan de b'chon psichan le'ila'ila. Many openings of blessings open for them above, k'mod tovin l'shtachin v'kulu. How many good things are found in all Almin in all worlds. Kama chidu bekula, how much bliss there is in all. My agaluhu Israel, the garment high. What is the reward to them, to Israel, that they caused this? Agalu, the reward to them is Baal Medin in this world, Baal Medasi in the world to come. Baal Medin in this world, v'shai tedokin luhu, at the time when people causing problems for them, chas v'shalom, v'matzlin slosa kami morehon, and they pray a prayer before their master. Kol ha'mechraza b'kulu alman. A voice proclaims in all worlds. Pisku sharim. Open the gates. V'yovo goy tzadik. And let come the righteous nation. Shomer emunim. God. Faiths. Altik re'um. And don't read faiths. El amenim. To say amen. So amen is coming from a place of faith. So it's hinted to in the same word. A person believes that the blessing is true. And certifies it. And seals it. And emunah is malchus, which is the certification, the seal of all the spheres. It's the last one. It stamps them. That they're all from the Ein Sof and connects them back up. It's like when you see a seal, you know that it's for sure from the one who sealed it. It's legitimate. Pischu Sharim, open the gates. Kama di Israel pischin lehu taran de bechoren. Just as Israel opened them the gates of blessings. Kach hashta pischu Sharim. Let's also now open the gates to tiskabot sloson and receive their prayers. Me'inon da'akin lehu. From those that are causing them suffering. And they should be saved and delivered and not have to suffer. Hi, Balmud, this isn't this world. Balmud, thus, in the world to come, my God, what is their reward? Chadipuk Vanosh Me'almud, when a person leaves this from this world, Tavishomer Lasav Amen, that he was guarding to answer Amen. My Shomer does mean guarding, Kolomar, meaning to say, Noter Hai Bracha, the Omar, Haum Ademavarech. He guards that blessing that the one who was saying it was blessing. Machakale Lasav, and he waits to answer Amen. Kamod Yisrich, as is necessary, Nishma Sei Salka, his soul ascends, Umachrazi Kame, and they proclaim before Pischu Sharim Kame, open the gates before him. Kamod Yuhav Apasech Taran Kol Yoma, just like he was opening gates every day, Kadhav Shomer Muni, when he was guarding answering domains. So measure for measure, the gates open for him in heaven, he's able to go up and ascend all the places. Amr Biyasi Amr Bihuda. Said Rabbi Yossi, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, my Omein, what does it mean Omein? Amr Yehava, Hoakmua, behold, was explained, Kula Omein, Ikri Mabua, the Haunachla, the Nogid. All of Omein, it's called a spring of that river that flows from Bina. Omein Ikri. It's called Omein. Light from the Nechsive, Ehe Etzlo Omen. And I was, but the Torah says, before creation I was by him. And Omen, craftsman, not to create Omen, don't read craftsman. Omein. That I was Omein, Kiyuma Dekula, the endurance of all. How Nachla, of that river, of Bina, the Nogad Nofik that goes out and flows. It flows and goes out. Omen, it's called Omen, light from Bina. And that's why we see it's hinted to the beginning of Pasuk Ve'eya Etzlo Omon, and I was by him a tool of creation, Torah is saying. So it's referring to the tool, the Torah's level of Bina, because I'll learn that Hashem, the Torah preceded the world by 2,000 years, and 2,000 years since to Chochm and Bina preceded the world, the Torah comes out and rooted in Chochm and expresses to Bina, and that was the root source before the seven lower spheres created the world actually in 7 days in seven directions, six with the middle point. But it says, starts out with the Ekye Etzlo, and I wills by him, but it's the name Ekye, which is the name of Bina. So that's the where Omein is drawing from. And from there's the seal of transcendent certification. Sanya, as was taught, min olam vada olam. It says many places in verses from eternity to eternity, from world to world. Olam de leila, from the world of above. Olam de sat, the world below. It's a flow from Bina to Malchus. All vocals over here, omen va omen. We say omen and omen, omen, omen de leila, omen de sata, answering above and below. Omen kumna kula, it's the endurance of all. Vol kumna, omen, was explained, omen Bina, and asvin in those letters, that the olive is Bina, the mem is Tiferes, and nun refers to Malchus, complete drawing from level to level, from eternity to eternity.